This is Alabama's Morning News. My name is John Mounts. I'm filling in for JT again today. And guess what? In Alabama, we have to pay a tax. And I know it seems like, of course, we have to pay a tax. Everybody's got to pay a state tax. That's not true. There's several states, they don't pay any state income tax. In Tennessee, I live there, there's no state income tax. In Florida, I've lived there, there's no state income tax. But we do have one here in Alabama, and a lot of other states like Mississippi have one. But now, Mississippi is slowly lowering their state income tax. So talking with us a little bit more about the state income tax, what's happening in Mississippi, what could happen in Alabama, maybe, is Alabama Policy Institute, Parker Snyder. Parker, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about what's happening in Mississippi with their state income tax.
Yeah, so early in the legislative session in Mississippi last year, this current year, Governor Tate Reeves was telling everybody, and he was really supporting, completely eliminating their income tax. So right now they have a 5% income tax on all income over $5,000. And that's tricky for them because they border Tennessee, which has 0% income tax, and they're pretty close to Florida and Texas, which both also have 0% income tax. So they're trying to compete with their surrounding states. Thankfully for them, Alabama has a 5% tax on all income. And then Arkansas to the north has a 5.45% tax on all income. So what they decided to do, though, the governor, you know, he's like, I want to reduce this completely. I want to get rid of this. We need to be like Tennessee. Why can't we do that? He asked for that, and legislative leaders were not as excited about that. The House in Mississippi was all on board, and then the Senate got a little bit tricky. So what they decided to do, though, is they didn't just give up like some states sometimes do. I'm not looking necessarily at Alabama, but they went from 5% to 4%. So that's, you know, it's pretty small, but that is a 20% tax cut overall. So that's not that tiny, especially when your income gets higher. And you know, for just even 1% can be a lot of money on $40,000. So the tax is going to be reduced starting July 1st, this upcoming Friday, I believe, to 4.7%, and they're going to lower it finally to 4% over a couple of years. But Mississippi has seen, you know, like other states, including Alabama, they've seen a windfall of tax dollars due to high spending and to the federal stimulus funds, and they're responding to that. And what they're doing is deciding, hey, we're not going to take as much money from our residents because we don't need it.
Now, let me ask a dumb question, Parker. How is it possible that states like Texas, Tennessee, and Florida, they have no state income tax, yet they continue to function? So somehow these states are getting money from somewhere.
Exactly. Well, they have. So one thing they will have is they will have a higher sales tax, general sales tax usually. The sales tax in Tennessee is around 10%. Your listeners are in Birmingham, that's not that different from our sales tax. We're around 10% right now, too. There is, they use property tax as well. Alabama has pretty low property tax relative to other states. So they kind of switch where their revenue goes. And I will say, like, maybe some other states are running more efficiently than we are, too. That's something worth considering as well.
Really? You think the state of Alabama is running inefficient? Perish the thoughts, Parker. Well, because I'm wondering, if we were to try and introduce similar legislation, wouldn't that be met with some challenge?
It would definitely be met with some challenge. And one of the reasons that challenge is so big is because we have two budgets, and all of the income tax goes to the education trust fund, at least most of it. I think 96% of it, at least. So what happens there is you have politically all these people who are like, you want to take money away from our children.
From the poor children. The children, you're taking food out of their mouths.
Exactly, yeah. So that becomes a very big political problem for legislators who have to deal with, you know, campaigns at home when they, you know, twist their words and say, they're defunding schools. But I will say, since this is going to be the first year of a legislative session, this is the time usually when legislators get kind of gutsy because they have some time for the voters to get less angry about it as time goes on. You saw us in 2018 with the gas tax. They passed a gas tax. That really didn't seem to hurt many of them in reelection, I would say, unfortunately.
Try and pass that gas tax right now, Parker.
No, they're not. No, they're not going to pass it. But it doesn't sound like they're going to get rid of or put a hold on it either, which is unfortunate. But yeah, so that will, I mean, there's a chance that they could pass something this upcoming session in 2023. There are legislators who are good. I know them, and they're conservative, and they do want to do something about our tax system. So, I mean, I know many people, including members of my own family, who'd love to move to Alabama, but they see 5% tax and they're coming from Tennessee and they're like, I don't know if I'm going to do that. It's a lot of money.
It's a great place to retire to where you're not making any income. Maybe that's the state's goal, is to for people not to make any income, and then they can live here and not worry about paying the income tax.
Yeah, I think that's right, but I do think, I mean, you have to pay some income on some retirement funds,
yeah,
unfortunately.
No,
I
get
think,
that
right?
tongue in cheek. But
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying, though. It seems like it makes us very uncompetitive with the other states around us when it comes to being able to attract businesses that are going to try and attract employees. Because I remember when I was working in Florida, one of the things I would always, and I had a job opening, I would always pitch that to people, and they kind of, here's what we're going to pay. And that's not very much. Yeah, but there's no state income tax in Florida. And that would usually work well on people. I got to think the converse is true.
Yeah, exactly. I think, obviously, when people see, hey, I could, you know, make $50,000 in Tennessee, or go across the line in Alabama, you know, if I'm in Huntsville or something, like, I'm going to live in Tennessee. I just, why would I pay extra money to have, you know, services that are, if not worse, not that much better.
That's a very good point. Parker Snyder from the Alabama Policy Institute, thank you so much for joining me today on Alabama's Morning News.
Thanks for having me.